Good evening, everyone. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee for July 8th, 2013. And Michael, are you in a position to call the roll, or would you like someone else to do that?
Yeah, give me a quick second.
Sure.
Lona Elias,
present.
KPFW,
present.
Okay, Jessica Apollinar, KPFT. No response. Carolyn Burden, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Fred Blair, KPFK.
Present. Who is this?
That's Fred Blair.
Oh, Fred. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm just going that alphabetically by last name. Lydia Brazone from KPFK. And on yet, Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
Present.
Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Yeah.
Present. Bob Lederer, WBAI.
Here.
Michael Novick, KPFK, I am present. Jeremy Taylor, WBAI. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Bruce Wolf, WPFW. No response heard. Somebody just get on.
Lydia.
Lydia Rozon from KPFK is here. So we have Lona Elias, Carolyn Burden, Fred Blair, Lydia Rozon, Adriana Casanave, Benito Diaz, Hank Lamb, Bob Lederer, Michael Novick, Margie Wilkinson. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, just tell me who's the person, what's the name of the person between you and me in the alphabetical order? I didn't get that name. It's a W person.
Oh, there's actually Jeremy Taylor, WBAI. Yeah,
okay.
Jeremy Taylor.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay.
And you are on the list now. That's
yeah.
on KPFDX, so that's good.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
So, Michael, how many people are present?
Did somebody count that up? I'm really at a loss.
Nine or ten.
Okay,
ten.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. We have quorum, right. And we can start the meeting. And actually, the first order of business is that Michael is unable to take notes tonight, so we need a volunteer to act as Secretary Pro Tem.
I already did that, Bob, before you got on the call. Is this
very Margie? Good. Thank you, Margie.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there any objection to Margie being Secretary Pro Tem?
Just
okay.
for tonight.
Hearing none, then that will be the case. Okay, so let me read out my draft agenda, and then we can discuss it. I included something from the last agenda without updating it. So strike item one, status of election of chair, that's been resolved. So the first item will be the announcement of the next committee meeting date. Then the status of... I'm sorry?
I could be wrong, but don't we have to install you as the actual chair?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
I'm not speaking very loud. I thought we had to install you as the actual chair as opposed to chair pro tem based on the elections.
Oh, is that
correct? Yeah, we should make an announcement or something.
Oh, okay. I thought that was at the last meeting. I'm getting confused.
No,
my apologies.
No, it was delayed. The balloting was delayed until after the start of that meeting.
Oh, that's right. It was about a day later.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me. Okay, so we'll keep that. We'll keep that on the agenda. So then the announcement of the next committee meeting date, then the status of PNB action on election committee motions about moving forward with elections for 10 minutes, then a report from our working group for 10 minutes. I added an item called cost-cutting strategies, and I would sort of construe that broadly to include any kind of strategies to improve the efficiency and fairness of the election, such as getting our membership lists up to date and so on. So I propose 20 minutes for that, and then any new business with, again, a time certain adjournment of 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So the floor is open for any amendments or questions.
Bob.
Yes.
Just so you know, this is Benito. We were talking before you came on that in terms of the status of PMB action on Elections Committee number 3, that we should clarify which are the motions that we still want to put, push.
Okay.
On Thursday.
Okay.
Coming up.
I'll be happy to go over that because we did that last time, but I can reiterate it. All right. Any other?
Yeah, but we did part of it, if I remember correctly. We did act on some motions, but I.
Okay. Well,
we just
need to
clarify.
Sure. We'll definitely get into all that. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as proposed? Okay. Hearing none, it's adopted. And who would please volunteer to be a timekeeper? If someone's speaking, I can't hear you.
Okay. Ona Elias. Hold on a second. Let me get my little widget up. I will be the timekeeper.
Okay. Forgive me. Please repeat your name.
Lona.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much, Lona. Okay. So first is the status of the election of the chair for 5 minutes. Michael, who witnessed that election? Anyone?
I did.
Okay. So, Margie, you want to give the report?
Except I don't remember the numbers anymore. Let me see if I can find that.
Or if Michael got the numbers as secretary.
Yeah.
Well, if not, Michael, don't worry. Michael is not feeling well. It's fine.
Let me find it. This will just take me 1 second. Sure.
Okay. While she's doing that, let me just announce the next meeting date that we agreed to on the previous call. But just to refresh everyone's memory and for those listening on the stream, it's Monday, July 29th. We decided we wanted to keep the pace going by having 2 meetings this month.
Right.
So it's Monday, July 29th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So,
I have it if you don't, Margie.
Okay, I actually found the email.
Okay.
I met with Lachelle Mosley, who is the administrative assistant in the Pacifica National Office. As of midnight the night before, let's see, we met on the 26th. So as of midnight on June 24th, she had received 10 email ballots from committee members. Before we printed the actual ballots, we confirmed that the emails with ballots attached were all from members of the committee. We used the list that appears on the PMB webpage, which seemed to have all the names on it. Had 15 members. Then Lachelle separated the ballots from the emails and printed them, making sure that no identifying information appeared on the actual ballots. And then we counted the ballots. There were 10, and that corresponded to 10 emails. We numbered the ballots 1 through 10. We observed that there were no ranked ballots. There were only 2 candidates on the ballot, and no one marked their ballot either, 1 and 2. Each ballot contained only 1 vote. Burden received 3 votes and Letterer received 7. And the materials, the list of committee members, the ballots, and a sheet, which both Lachelle and I signed, are in a sealed envelope in the National Office with other such envelopes that apparently, have been accumulating there for a while. So, in a drawer, a file cabinet that's normally kept locked.
Okay, thanks for that report, Margie. Are there any questions for Margie? Okay, then moving on along to Item three, Lona, this is a 10-minute item, okay?
Okay.
It's the status of PNB action on election committee motions about moving forward with elections. Now, let me start by recapping what I sent pursuant to the committee's mandate. I sent a note to the PNB before their, I believe it was their June 27th meeting, saying that I was resubmitting the motion passed by the Elections Committee on May 15th, which had earlier been forwarded to the PNB. At the June 24th meeting, the committee reiterated its view that it's imperative that this issue be taken up at tomorrow's PNB teleconference, particularly the part that reads, quote, "The EC urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form," unquote. And then we asked that they act on our two previous motions, and I'll just read the action clause in each, not all the whereases. The first motion was, "Be it resolved that the EC recommends to the PNB that the PNB direct the IED to post a job opening for the National Election Supervisor forthwith." And then the second motion was from last fall, and its action clause reads, "Be it hereby resolved that the committee reaffirms and recommends to the PNB that it reassert to the interim executive director that it is the national board that is in effect the foundation and that she be guided, she be accordingly guided in all future actions." And the whereas is referred to the schedule, the timing of the agenda, of the elections. And then we noted that as to two other motions, one of them was just duplicative, so it didn't obviously didn't need to be taken up separately. And the other one, on term limits and election results, that the election committee decided to revisit and rework this motion, so we were withdrawing it from PNB consideration at this time. So that's what we sent to them. And now, can somebody who is who sits on the PNB please tell us what happened at that meeting or in any subsequent meetings?
This is Margie. We never got to that point on the agenda. There were some of us made an effort to move the election up earlier on the agenda, but that those motions failed. So it is now sort of now motions have floated to the top. However, the motion from May 15th is not on the agenda, The secretary at the last meeting, I think, said that he had never received the motion. What is on our agenda for Thursday night are the old motions, the one about hiring an NES, and then a second motion about talking about. Talks about the committee reaffirms and recommends to the PNB that it reassert to the interim executive director, that is the national board, that is in effect the foundation. So that one is on the agenda, but the one about the elections going forward in some way is not on the agenda. What is on the agenda is the motion about posting a job and hiring a national election supervisor, and then the second motion about the PNB reasserting its authority in this situation.
Okay, now let me ask Margie or any other board member who knows, was the governance committee's motion calling for the elections to move forward, was that on the agenda, or is that?
That is on the agenda, yes.
Okay.
That's later on. The committee reports are, I'm not exactly sure what order they got on the agenda, but we have the election committee reports, then we have a motion from the personnel committee, we have a motion from the coordinating committee, and then we have a motion from the governance committee that recommends to the PNB that the elections go forward with no later than 60 days delay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I was able to hear part of that meeting on the stream, and I recall Summer Reese being asked by one of the board members what her plans were for the elections, and she was making an argument for a substantial delay. Does any board member remember what she said?
Yeah, I mean, that's all she said. there was no, in other words, there was no, I don't know what the word is, she didn't tell us what she meant by substantial delay. We didn't.
I thought I remember hearing something about it certainly shouldn't happen before the fall fund drive. Does anyone else recall that?
Yes.
I think so.
I think that's right. I think you're right, Bob. Yeah.
And
no,
so,
since we there was no action on any of this, it's a little hard to...
Right.
Right.
Benito.
No, I was just going to say that the whole argument for postponement was a financial one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she thought, I think if I, and now that you jog my memory, Margie, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that what she was saying is that maybe by the fall fund drives, then by that time we would have put together money to make it happen.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, out of the fund drive, no doubt.
Yeah.
There's the... Anyway, the only question I have is that I know that at least three stations, Houston, L.A., and Berkeley, have the election costs built into their budgets. I don't know about the other stations, and I don't know what expenses the national office pays other than the salary of the NES. So I'm not quite sure about the financial argument. It's not totally clear to me. But I presume we'll have that conversation on Thursday.
Okay. Does anyone else want to address what we should do to move this process forward?
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm not hearing the people wanting to speak. Can you say your
Adriana?
Name, please?
Adriana.
And who else?
Lonek.
Wait. Who is the second male voice?
No.
Hank?
Yes.
Okay, so I got Adriana, Hank, Lola.
Lona.
Lona.
Oh, Lana, I'm sorry.
No, Lona.
Oh, Lona. Okay. All right, so Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, for the thing, we can go, I have in front of me the agenda for July 11th. And it's true, the first two items are the two that Margie said, but it's a third one that talk about an update from the status of the report, the local election supervisors. That is there in the agenda that they have for July 11th. And then
oh,
you have...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. Yeah, it's there. And then you have personal committee, coordinated committee, governance committee, and there is a motion for governance about the election going forward with no later than 60 days. And then again come election committee revision of election timetable. But we know, after hearing what happened in the last one, that obviously even the first item that was election wasn't talked about, I don't think that we will go even to the three of us, the three motions. But the third one, still there. I don't know if it's what you sent to them or not, Bob. The point number three is about the status of the report at the local election supervisor. And if they were paid the check, they received a check or not, is there in the agenda that they have now.
Right. I just to clarify, I had sent that to them, I believe, in April, perhaps, basically as an information item. That's not for a motion for them to do anything about, just to make sure that we are informed as to what happened with last year's local election supervisor reports. But that's obviously of secondary priority to just getting a timetable for this year's election. So, okay, so were you done, Adriana?
Yeah, what I'm saying is they never will reach the timetable, obviously, in the way that they put it there in the agenda.
Okay.
Michael, to the sec.
Okay, so I have Hank, Lona, and Michael. Hank?
Well, you know, all of what we're doing is kind of secondary to the money. The questions, well, for instance, at Pacifica, the LSB passed a motion to ask for a full accounting of what the situation is with Pacifica. And we were met by our wonderful people on the PMB. I love them both, but one was angry, the other one was upset that we were even asking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and nobody really is answering any questions from the national level down to the people that pay for it.
Hank, can I just clarify what you just said? Are you talking about a general financial accounting of the whole foundation,
yeah,
or just the financial accounting of the elections?
Well, I'm talking about the whole picture, but the elections is a big part of that.
Right.
You know, we're well outside our bylaws now, which, you know, could wind us in court alone, much less any debts or other problems we're having. You know, if they don't have any money, they don't have any money.
Okay. All right, Lona.
Okay, we're like nine minutes and 55 seconds into this. And it's a 10-minute spot, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, that's right. So we'll have to extend. But did you also want to speak?
I do, but we're 10 minutes in it, so I guess
okay.
We're going to want additional time. Or
right.
I make a motion we add 10 minutes.
Okay. There's a motion for 10 minutes. Is there any objection to 10 more minutes on this topic?
I'm sorry, who made that motion?
Hank.
Hank, thank you.
Okay, hearing none.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
No, just to the
are
staff.
You No.
No,
okay.
No.
So there's no objection, so we extend for 10 minutes. And Lona, go ahead.
Okay. I'm curious. I understand that we are mandated by bylaws to have the election. I just want to get some clarification. And to answer the question, I know that WPSW does not have the cost of elections factored into our budget. And I would assume, given the financial straits that AI is having, that would be the case there too, but I cannot speak definitively there. And I'm wondering, I understand that by law we're mandated to do this, and I'm just wondering how do we reconcile, I mean, if the money really is not there, how can we reconcile pushing to move forward with it, and or are there another source of funds to enable the elections to go forward? The one other thing, too, that I wanted to say, that it is absolutely possible, if we feel strongly as a committee that we need absolutely to follow the bylaws and to, for the sake of saving the stations as a foundation because of wanting to get blood on the board, that we could always go into court with and demand that the executive director show cause why she has failed to abide by the bylaws. And that's it for me.
Okay. Thank you. Michael?
Okay. I wanted to refer people the language about the EC Elections Committee urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form was part of a larger motion, which was a reference to the e-voting issue. And it was sent to the PMB, and it was responded to by Richard Rizal, among others. So the PMB did receive it May 23rd. Maybe they neglected to read that part of the language of it, but the PMB has it. Maybe they're not referencing it when they cite the issue, but it's in a motion that reads, the EC recommends that the PMB refer further consideration of e-voting to the EC. EC invites members of the PMB working group and e-voting other members of the PMB to participate in calls on the EC and its e-voting working group. EC urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form. And that was passed at our meeting of May 15th based on our understanding from Carolyn about what the PMB had done, which apparently was not what they had done. They hadn't set up a working group. That apparently they did adopt the resolution calling for e-voting, but they didn't implement it, as I'm aware of, in any way, shape, or form. So that motion was sent to the PNB. I just want to add that I started to circulate, not very widely up at this point, e-petition online, urging people to, or urging the IED and the PNB to move ahead with the election as required by the law and the bylaws. And that's the long and the short of the petition. I haven't really pushed it. I put it out there once it was clear that the PNB had done nothing about the motions yet again at the last meeting. They're on the agenda for. I'm not trying to, you know, create any antagonism. And I haven't pushed it much further since because I'm in the middle of a bunch of other stuff. But I just think that the PNB has to act. It's very, very frustrating.
Okay.
I want to say a little bit more. Sorry. On the question of finances, Mark Hernandez is not on the call. Mark's been doing quite a bit of work on e-voting and trying to find extremely low-cost alternatives to e-voting mechanisms that would really reduce the cost dramatically of the election. So I can share that when he's on the call or with the list. And I thought I shared with the committee, because I'm on the National Finance Committee, also I was asked to bring up the question of cost of the elections. I did. Tracy Rosenberg sent me an email specifying what the costs were, and I thought I forwarded that to everybody. I can't remember exactly what ballpark it's in. But here's my understanding as a treasurer at KPFK is that every year there's a template for coming up with the station budget for the next year. And that template, in the year when there's an election, includes the election fund. So at some point, WPFW had in its budget, and every other station had in its budget, the elections for this year, because I don't think the National Finance, I wasn't on it last year, but I don't think they would have accepted a budget that did not include the election last year, because everyone was assuming there would be an election this year. So there might be a financial crisis at certain stations where the budget is no longer a viable document, but there probably is a budget somewhere that has money allocated for the purpose of elections, and it's just parceled out among the five stations plus the national office to cover what the total cost of the election tends to be. Not, you know, rocket science.
So let me ask Michael or anyone else who has knowledge of the budgets. Does it seem plausible that all five stations actually do have money in this year's budget? And for anyone who doesn't know, the fiscal year ends September 30th, set aside for elections. Does that seem likely, Michael, all five of them?
That would be my assumption. I mean, KPFK does. And I just said my understanding. The business manager of each station gets the template, you know, kind of in July for the following year, and plugs in the figures to come up with a budget for the station. And, you know, in July of last year, they were anticipating an election during this fiscal year that we're in. And, I'm not saying they have the money. I'm just saying that somebody probably approved the budget at some point that included the money. Now, the money is probably not, you know, the budget is just a document. If you don't raise funds and you have unanticipated expenses, then, you know, the money's been spent. I think that's the argument that's being made.
Mark, this is Lydia. Do you have me still on the stack?
Yes, but I'm just trying to get some facts from Michael since he sits on the Finance Committee. So, Michael, then... I can't remember the document you forwarded from Tracy. Did that include this year's budget or last year's budget, the election costs?
I have to look at it again, but it's kind of a...
I'm sorry. I interrupted. I apologize.
Go ahead, Michael.
Go ahead. That's all right. You know, she may have given me the current year template, or she may have given me last year's actuals.
All I'm trying to get at here, and then I'll have Lydia speak, is that I think it would help the committee if you haven't already forwarded the figures to forward the exact amount that each of the five stations has included in this fiscal year's budget, and then we should start to, you know, help figure out maybe what's the amount, if it's going to be delayed, what's the amount going to be in next fiscal years? Because even when it was going to start on time in June, or actually hiring the NES in March, It still spills over past September 30th. Some of the expenses do, on the normal schedule, run until, I believe it's, well, October 15th or later if it's extended.
Right.
So, you know, I think it would help if we come up with some realistic figures and then and say, okay, well, what happened to this money that was set aside in the budget? Was it spent on other things or what? All right, let me call on Lydia.
Can I say something, Bob?
After Fred Lydia. Blair. After Lydia.
Okay.
Lydia, I called on her next. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, so I think that that is the question, right? It's not just that it's in the budget, for example, at KPFK, but it is a fact that we have the money. It is not just a matter that KPFA has it in their budget, but they also have the money. It is also a fact that at KPFT, it is not just in the budget, but they also have the money. I suspect that at both at WBAI and at PFW, that it may be in the budget, and there was no call from the Finance Committee or anyone else to amend their budget to reflect that they may not have the money. But if you're talking about just two stations, it's basically what you said. If there are stations that don't have money for the election, then let's find out what that amount is that they are lacking in terms of the elections. But for sure, three stations not only have it in their budget, but they have the money because they've done well. So that's it.
We've used up the second 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
35 seconds.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have...
I propose 10 more minutes.
Okay, proposal for 10 minutes. Any objection? Okay, hearing none, we have 10 more minutes, and I have Fred, and then I found...
Michael, back.
Hold on one second. And then I found Tracy's memo, which I can read to people.
Yes, okay. Now, I haven't said so either way.
Who else wanted to speak after Fred?
Adriana. Was she finished? Was the woman who was speaking finished? Did she finish? I interrupted her with time.
Lydia, were you finished?
No, my last sentence was just that the CFO's response to my having raised this on the PMB was that even if the individual units have the money, but we are one foundation. And, I mean, he is new, and he may not understand that individual stations have sued based on elections in the past. KPFK was the first to sue back in 99 over PMB elections. But the issue remains is that there is a convenience of – it's convenient to them to call it a unified foundation, and then when they want to just call it a station, as in the case of the WBAI, then it's convenient to say, oh, everyone's – separate. So I think we have to hold their feet to the fire. The most important thing is to have the figures before us, and that's what we don't have.
Okay. Fred?
Yes. What I wanted to say is that I can only speak for KPFK, but as far as I know, I am on the KPFK Finance Committee. There is no reserve account for the elections. As far as I know, that they pay the election costs out of their general bank account. And KPFK is not doing that well. We are so far, as measured to budget, we are in deficit. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Now let me just read Tracy's email to Michael Novick, June 24th. The costs for last year's election were provided to last year's election committee by Terry Barishas. So that would be in our file somewhere. So maybe would someone volunteer to look for that between now and our meeting on the 25th?
I just sent Tracy's email again, by the way. So.
Great, thank you. Can someone look for that? Well, I guess I can look for it before the 25th, Terry Barishas' summary of the cost of last year. Then she goes on to say, the budgeted totals for 2013 are... And then she says, note that election expenses crossed the 9/30 fiscal year, so the figures include part of the 2012 election and some of the 2013 election. LESs are generally paid $2,500 to $3,000 a month. And then the figure she gives, and remember, this is a hybrid of two different elections, one that hasn't even started yet, WBAI 16,500, WPFW 16,600, KPFK 32,000, KPFT 22,000, KPFA 31,000, National Office 37,000, total 155,000. So that answers my earlier question about whether money was set aside in the budget for all five stations. It was, but as Fred said, it appears that in no case was it in a segregated account. It was just in the general funds, but as a line item allocated only for that purpose. Okay, next on the stack is Adriana.
Yes, we can, KPFT, I'm sorry, Pacifica webpage has the budget for 2012 ready for every station. And every one of us can go there and check, and yes, the money is there for every, the detail is there for every station. It's just there in the Pacifica webpage.
Okay, thank you. Who else would like to speak? And particularly at the question of what we should do about the situation, or if there's anything we can do at this point.
This is Margie.
Okay, go ahead.
The Elections Committee has already forwarded to the PMB its recommendation that we move ahead quickly with the elections, right?
That's right.
Already
repeatedly.
And it's not on the agenda for Thursday night, so I'm not exactly sure what to do about it.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm looking at the agenda for Thursday night, and the very first item are our two motions. Resolved that the EC recommends the PMB that PMB direct the IED to post a job opening for NES forthwith.
Yeah, but that's not the motion that you read to us, which was that we want the elections to go forward in some form.
Right, but this is actually more pointed.
Okay, fine. I'm happy with that. I believe there's a good chance we'll get to it on Thursday night.
Okay.
Margie.
Benito?
Yeah, just a question. Margie, are you saying that these two motions are at the top of the agenda or top of the Elections Committee part?
Well, they're pretty close to the top of the agenda. They're at, where's my agenda?
So in other words, you're saying separate from the Elections Committee motions?
No, they're part of the Elections Committee report, but...
which is the second item after a call to order opening business.
Right.
Oh,
so
it's
right up there at the top of the agenda.
Well, okay. You have first the committee report, and there the first item is election committee 3 months.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Right. So I don't see any reason why we won't get to it. I think we will get to it.
So then...
Go ahead.
Well, anyway.
Go ahead, Benito.
No, again, I just want to make sure that we are clear on what we're going to push. You know, and maybe it can be we don't need to do it right now.
Do it right now.
Okay.
I mean, there are two motions and one information request on their official agenda for Thursday. Post the job opening for NES forthwith. And, you know, reaffirm that it's the PNB that has the power, not the IED.
Right.
So do we feel the need to also ask that the motion inviting PNB members to join our working group on electronic voting, that be added, or is that not really such a priority? Since that couldn't that just be made as an informal announcement that, you know, we have this committee, anyone's welcome to join it? What do people want to do on that?
Yeah, no.
Well, the point is that's the motion that has the language. That is the motion that has the language about the elections go forward in some manner.
Is that Michael?
That motion that you just cited is the one that has the language. EC urges the PMB that the elections go forward in some manner or whatever. I can't remember the exact language then, but...
Right, but I'm asking if that's important to... To argue for that separate from the more pointed motion that recommends that the PNB direct the IED to post a job opening for NES forthwith. I mean, we can't. I'm not arguing against it. I'm just trying to get clear what people want to do.
No, I think the this is Margie. I just think that the motion on the agenda about hiring an NES and moving forward is the way we want to go, and that'll elicit the conversation we need to have at the PMB to figure out what's next.
Okay. Anyone else?
So just a point of clarification or something. This is Benito. What is the second one? The first one is post the job opening, and then the second one is which?
Resolve that the committee reaffirms and recommends to the PNB that it reassert to the IED that it's the national board that is in effect the foundation, and that she be accordingly guided in all future actions. And the whereas is referred to past actions about or referred to delays, that the bylaws in no way given ED authority to change any of the dates or periods or do anything beyond appointing an NES, approving the NES's choices of LESs, and facilitating the work of the NES. So it's a general policy statement.
Okay, so in light of that, then, don't we need, like Michael was saying, I think, a second ago, or...
Time.
Okay, I propose 10 more minutes.
Can I suggest we try for 5 minutes and see if we can wrap this up, because it is starting to get late. Any objection to 5 more minutes? Okay, go ahead, Benito.
So I'm just asking, in light of what has just been said and the wording of that second motion, don't we still need, as I think Michael was trying to propose or suggest, that we still need to push forward that third motion about the May 15th motion about we want the elections to move forward somehow?
Okay, that's the proposal. We can discuss that.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Okay, so that's what Benito is asking. What do others think?
Lona, to the side.
Lona, go ahead.
Am I next?
Yes.
Okay. I'm curious. I don't have the third motion in front of me. I heard someone say that it deals with the electronic, the working group.
I can read it if you'd like.
Yeah, would you mind?
No problem. Give me 1 second here. Okay. The EC recommends that the PNB refer further consideration of e-voting to the Elections Committee. The Election Committee invites members of the PNB Working Group on e-voting and other members of the PNB to participate in calls of the EC and its e-voting working group. The EC urges, and then new sentence, the EC urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form. That's the May 15th motion. Lona, did you have a comment on whether we should propose I'm sorry, you broke up a little. Can you start over?
My first thought was that mandating that, directing, I should say, the interim executive director to do the job posting would basically start the ball to rolling in terms of getting the election started. And then the second motion, so I was feeling that maybe we don't need to push for the third one, but I can see, because the language is very specific in that, in terms of the election to go forward in some form, is the idea that we're going to use e-voting for this particular election, or is the e-voting work group for an election in the future? I just need clarification of that.
I believe it's for this election, and, you know, which could be in the future or not, but it was only in the context of what should be done in this election.
In that case, then, I think that all three should be covered. That's
okay. Okay. Now, who else wanted to speak?
Hank.
Hank, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, once they actually post the position, that will be meeting the criteria for going ahead in some form. And it could stall right there again.
Okay, so are you recommending that we do push the third motion, or we don't?
I absolutely think all three of them, yeah.
Okay. Anyone else want to address it?
Ivana.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's exactly what we should do, because if not, if we, the ones that spent 2 hours last PMB meeting, hearing the PMB not even talking about our issues, and some of our members not even allowing extra time to talk about these important issues, I think that we know that, first of all, we would be lucky if they accept any of this, but I think that we need to be more forceful and be very clear. The third one specified that very clearly and cannot be told just with a dad asking for the NES. I agree with Hank.
Michael, go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael.
Just briefly, I would recommend to the PMB members on the call that they divide the motion and focus on the last part of it, which is that the elections go forward in some form as the key, and that could cut up in the election in the e-voting argument about whether they already voted to have e-voting, and therefore there's no point to the working group, and blah, 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 which is what happened and why they ignored the rest of it in May and June, when they vaguely talked about it among themselves in some way, shape, or form, which is, I'll go back to me kind of saying, oh, this is dilatory. So I would just focus people's attention on that the election, not just hiring a election supervisor, but the elections themselves go forward. The whole point of e-voting was that we were trying to figure out ways to economize, which is still on our agenda for tonight.
Okay. Thank you. So would there be any objection to simply taking that last sentence, which folks may recall I mentioned that I highlighted in my letter to the PNB on June 27th, and that I again send a new email enclosing my earlier email and observing that the that one sentence, the EC urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form, is missing from Thursday's agenda, and that we ask that it be reinstated, that it be added.
Good.
Is there any objection to that way of proceeding? In other words, taking Michael's advice and not dwell on the e-voting section, because that just may introduce confusion.
Yeah, we might not get that far.
Sorry?
This is Benito.
Yes.
I would just like to suggest that...
Wait, time?
Okay, no, I heard you, Noel. I was thinking that
nobody acknowledged that at the time that passed, though. So, I mean, if we're...
No, thank you for being persistent. Yeah. I was thinking
32 seconds over in
okay.
this section.
No, thank you. I was hoping we could wrap this up in a minute. So can we extend for 2 minutes to wrap this up? Any objection?
Second.
Okay. Yeah, we don't need seconds. All right. Then that's approved. So go ahead, Benito, and let's finish.
Right. I was just going to suggest, number one, that, Michael, that you agree, I mean, that you add the other two motions in your letter, along with this clarification of the third one. And I would like to ask Lydia and Margie, in your opinion, do you think that there's any way how we can move the third motion up, get the PMB to agree, or can we just make a motion to that effect?
Well, I think, yeah, I think if we, you know, if we get agreement from most of the PMB members from our three stations, I think we can get it moved up, yeah.
Okay.
The ones that are on the call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So to summarize what...
And so your letter, Bob, can also make that same suggestion.
Okay.
A point of clarification, please?
Yes.
Bob, is that correct? I think what I heard was that you suggested that we separate the third motion into two parts, extracting from it the last line that specifically directs that the elections go forward immediately in some form, or at least on schedule, and that be added to the other two motions as part of for the agenda, and that the e-voting part of it be saved for another time, because the whole thing could get bogged down in discussion with the PNB, because there may not be that much of agreement to move forward. And in that case, while I'm speaking, I'm going to say I totally agree that that's the way to go.
Okay, so. Yes. Now, you summarized it perfectly. So, yes, it would be to put the EC urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form as their first item, and then the other two that are already on their agenda.
Yeah.
Okay? So is there any objection to that formulation? I will send that as a letter to the PNB, and, of course, as always, we'll CC the Elections Committee.
Good.
All right? Okay, let's move on to the next item. Report from the working group. I think that was it was Mark, who's not here tonight. Adriana, you're on that working group, right?
Yes, but I don't have any of it. He sent it to me, but I cannot find it. I mean, I sent an email to him, and I have the general email that all of us have, but I don't have the details.
Okay, well, let me ask a question. Did you all meet since our last meeting?
No.
Okay. And who else is in the group?
I was on it. I have to be relieved, but
right.
I've still exchanged some emails with Mark. I could forward to the group his email if people think that's kosher.
Sure.
I'm looking at one that looks like he sent to the group on e-voting.
Yeah, he sent several to the group on e-voting.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, basically, he found some really low-cost, practically free, you know, e-voting mechanisms.
Right.
I pointed out that most of them don't correspond to the particular form of, the choice voting that we have, and he found one that did. So if that wasn't forwarded to the group, they would have the capability of carrying the election out exactly as we specify in the bylaws with the software we're supposed to use or something. I forget that. Fred Blair probably has better data on that point than I do.
Fred, do you have anything on this?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, Michael, if you were able to find that email, if you could, even if it was sent once, if you could re-forward it, because it sounds like it's the most relevant to what we're working on. Not during the call, but, you know, tomorrow or whenever. Okay. Thank you. All right. So the working group hasn't been meeting, so I think we should revisit the whole question of what type of working group do we want, how broad should its mandate be, and who would like to be on it. So my suggestion is that it should go beyond just simply e-voting or we could have two groups, but we need one that's kind of looking at the big picture of how to cut costs comprehensively. And then within that, of course, part of that would involve e-voting. So that's why it might make more sense to keep it as a unified working group. Does anyone have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. Kate, can you repeat that again, Bob, please?
Sure. It seems like there's two options. We could either continue with just a specialized working group only on the e-voting aspect of the election, or we could fold that into a slightly broader working group about how to minimize costs in the election overall. Because remember, the bylaws require paper ballots in all elections, even when there's e-voting. So we're always going to have that. As well we should, because there will always be people who don't have online access. And you always have to have a national election supervisor and five local election supervisors as per the bylaws, although there are, you know, different ways of economizing, and some things have been discussed in our online list. So my question is, do we want one working group or two? Any thoughts?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I say one. And I don't know if it has to be a working group, but the theme has to be on the agenda each time in terms of cost-saving measures. Personally, I would like to hear from any in this group that are interested or can at least identify for me the interest in lowering the quorum threshold. I'd like to do away with the quorum, but I have not found much support for that on the PMB, which it would require a majority vote of the PMB, as well as a majority vote of the individual LSC members from each station. so that's why I would really like to hear from everyone on this committee if they believe that at their station, hopefully PFW, that has encountered this a lot. But I know Tracy at the last CMB meeting stressed how what raised the cost of the election was KPFK not making its quorum. The first time that we officially did not make quorum. But PFW made quorum this time, but in the past has had challenges in that regard. So if anybody, just, you know, send me an email and or write to the whole group or broaden this working group, either way.
All right. Well, if I could make a suggestion on process, I think what you're describing is a long-term change. My understanding is that would have to go to the voters, so it couldn't take effect in this year's election anyway. And what I was suggesting, and I think is the most urgent, and I'm not saying your proposal, I'm not getting into the merits of it. I'm just talking about a process for consideration. I think we should focus on this year's election, how to keep the costs down. And then separately, you know, I'm sure there's other structural changes we might want to look at, including that one. But that would be my suggestion. It's more a group on the mechanics of this year's election. So,
I will be putting up, just for the record, I am putting forward that amendment, and I have other directors from both sides signing on to it.
Oh, sure. So no, I'm not saying we shouldn't consider it.
No. So that it may go into effect in time for this election at the rate we're going. So.
No, but my understanding is can I just finish? Any bylaws amendment that materially limits voters' rights has to go to a vote of the full membership. Now, maybe I'm misconstruing what your amendment is.
Yeah, I don't believe it requires a membership vote. I mean, it would have to get a legal opinion, but I feel quite confident it would not.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
So again, I'd like to hear from the individual members of this committee to let me know if they can feel out members of their at their stations to see if they could get behind such a bylaws amendment. Thank you.
Okay, so if anyone wants to address that, or if they want to address the previous question of whether we should have one overall working group on cutting costs, which will include e-voting.
Michael, Benita.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Benita.
Yeah, I agree with what Lydia just said a minute ago, that it should be just one committee. I mean, it just sounds like common sense. We're trying to cut costs. That's what we're trying to do. It's not, and so e-voting is only a function of cutting costs. So that to me is pretty clear. On the second question, I would like Lydia, if you could, and I don't know if this is the proper time, but if we're going to get into a discussion of the merits of that amendment, then we need to hear what the arguments are, you know, on both sides, I guess, before we get into a discussion.
Hold on, Lydia. Let me just suggest that we do one thing at a time. So I would like to dispose of the question of the working group, and then we can resume this question about Lydia's specific bylaws proposal.
Right.
So I haven't heard any objections to forming one overall group. So let me phrase this as a motion. The motion would be that the election committee discontinue its separate e-voting group and instead form a working group on election cost cutting. Which will include issues related to e-voting. Okay, any improvements on the wording of that motion?
Hey, could you just say it again?
Sure.
What are we going to do to our business?
Okay. I wasn't writing it, but I'll do my best to reconstruct. That the election committee
discontinues
its working group on e-voting and instead constitutes a working group on cost cutting, which will include issues related to e-voting.
Good.
Okay. So, any questions or wording changes to that motion?
Lona?
Go ahead.
Lona Alliance, I would suggest that, of course, now my brain is going to totally blank out, but the efficacy of e-voting as a cost-cutting measure.
I'm not clear what you're saying.
That the language be that, it's almost like I have to repeat the whole thing in order to get that sentence that I wanted specifically to. Just the last sentence that basically the proposal is that to dissolve the election committee e-voting
right.
Work group, mm-hmm. and that we instead institute a working group whose focus is to cost cutting for the election, which will include the efficacy of e-voting as a cost cutting measure, or which would include the efficacy of e-voting, which it's redundant to say cost cutting.
I think that's separate. That's different. That's a different idea right there than what Bob just said, and I'm out of order.
No, I just said it differently.
Well, I'm trying to understand what your intent is, Lona. You want to make an affirmative statement that e-voting is effective in cutting costs? Is that your intent?
No. That's why I
what
said.
Is your intent?
That's why I said as a cost-cutting measure, but just that, but just to explore the efficacy of e-voting, whether or not it's going to be cost-cutting, whether or not it makes sense to do it, whether or not.
Oh, I see.
But I'm saying that's what I'm saying. The
the problem is, unfortunately, we've been informed that the PNB has already decided that.
Right.
So then, as a cost-cutting measure. Then
yeah.
They've already said we want to do e-voting, but then to explore whether or not is it actually going to cut costs. Then,
mm-hmm. Right. Well, okay. I thought that's what my wording had said, but maybe not.
I was just suggesting efficacy. That's all.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding the efficacy of in front of e-voting? Okay, hearing none, then that's changed. Any other changes in the wording?
Well, this is Benito. I don't have necessarily an objection. I just don't understand why we're trying to change the wording right now.
Adriana, for respect.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, what I hear that Lona is saying. The way that she's phrasing is saying clearly that it's not the only reason, but the reason for e-voting that was adopted, or we are working on it, is because of a problem of cost. And I think that it's very clear when she adds that. I think that it's more clear. I don't know. That's the way that I see it.
Okay, so let me ask again. Is there any objection to adding the phrase "the efficacy of" in front of e-voting?
As long as it says as a cost-saving measure. That's,
yes.
I think the point. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
All right. So, hearing no objection, then that's changed, and can we now adopt the motion as amended? Is there any further change? Okay. Hearing
none. Bob,
I have one question about it.
Please say your name before you speak.
Yeah, this is Hank. I did.
Okay.
At any rate, hasn't the PNB already decided that it's going to be e-voting?
Yes, that's what I said
that
a few minutes ago.
That's what I said a few minutes ago.
So
I know about that, but I'm just trying to clarify it. So why are we asking to be the ones to decide that if they've already decided it?
Lona, maybe you could explain your intent.
We were not the working group is not to decide whether or not we're going to do e-voting, but to explore the efficacy of it as a cost-cutting measure.
specifically. The purpose of the working group to work out the my understanding was to work out the details, and we're over the time if it was only 10 minutes and not 20. My understanding was that the purpose of the working group was to look at e-voting and to work out all the, you know, the kinks, the variables, security, and all of that software to explore different things. But this one is specifically to look at it as a cost-cutting measure for the foundation.
This is Margie.
Go ahead.
When the vote on e-voting took place on the PMB, it was asserted and the majority on the PMB agreed that it would in fact be a cost-saving measure. There was no discussion about that. Yes, and that was a problem. I mean, some of us didn't vote for the motion because we thought it, you know, we needed more discussion, more evidence, and so on. So, really, in thinking about it, I don't think this makes sense because I think that the PMB has already voted on this, and in the minds of the majority of the PMB, anyway, the issue of whether it's a cost-saving measure is resolved. Has been resolved.
Okay, so are you proposing to leave out the words efficacy of?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I like it because that's my outstanding question. But I don't know that it'll go anywhere at the PMB, that's all.
Well, can we just work out some language, like including the ways in which e-voting can be a cost-cutting measure, or can e-voting can cut costs?
This is Lydia.
Lydia, oh. Go ahead.
Because the reason that the affiliate director that was supposed to have a committee or a person of one committee was exactly so that we could have answers to those questions. We've been how long have we been grappling with this, right? So the issue is that the answers to those questions are still pending. So however you want to phrase the fact that we need, in order for us, oh, I don't know why there's an echo. Hold on. Maybe it's me because I'm on speaker. Hold on. In order for us, can you hear me?
Yeah. No echo.
Okay. So in order for us to find other cost-cutting measures, we need to know what the parameters are. Mm-hmm. So if on at the KPFK budget of whatever that was, 20,000, 30,000, whatever the budget is per station, you're saying that e-voting is going to cut it in half, then we start saying, okay, and then we do this much and this much and this much. Maybe it'll be so dramatic that we don't need to do any other cost-cutting measures. That's the whole point, is we're flying blind because we don't have any kind of statistical reference, any kind of financial reference. I did a lot, as you remember, in the past, trying to determine based on our demographic certain issues and how much usage that would be and email addresses and so forth. But that doesn't the director in question felt very confident about this and the degree to which this would save us money, but there are no numbers to that. So just a ballpark element, I think that you have to keep some language in there that says the election committee would like to have a metric as to how much this is going to save it.
Okay.
Lonnie? Can we put aside that question about what we're asking from the PNB and just finish the wording of our own internal motion about how we're structuring ourselves? So let me ask if there's objections to my new proposal that says including the ways in which e-voting can cut costs. Is there any objection to that way of phrasing it?
Good.
Okay.
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, last year when Election Services Corporation, I believe, gave us their proposal and then we had other proposals, did they not include estimates of how much we would save if we use e-balloting? I seem to remember that from one of the proposals, at least.
Well,
Before that, we had estimates from, I think, from VoteNet in their proposal, which they eventually withdrew. But I believe we did have some estimates from at least one company. Do you have those figures or those proposals?
Well, my recollection, and you know, I can check the records, but having been right in the middle of all that consideration of RFPs, et cetera, is that no company can estimate how much we'll save because no company can predict the future. They can't predict how they can give us their past track record and say in those nonprofits which have switched from paper to e-voting, we have noted a pattern of a certain increase, you know, X percentage increase in turnout, voter turnout. That's one thing you can say, and that they have said. Another thing they have said is if X number of voters opt for an e-ballot instead of a paper ballot and a paper booklet, you'll save X amount on printing and mailing.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Right, but the point is all of that is speculative. You can give the parameters and say if this many voters do this, you save this amount. And we can look at whether they did that. I don't actually remember them reducing it to numbers, but we can check. That's definitely worth doing. But in the end, we're not going to know until we find out how many voters want to do it which way.
Well, you're not going to get that from a work group. I mean, all you can get is a cost savings analysis of if you can. We have not done what we should have been doing, which is to get a survey of all the listeners, collect working email addresses, and say, okay, X percentage of our members have working email addresses. And if X percentage or Y percentage of those people elect e-balloting, we can save this amount of money. And if in other words, we can estimate, but we don't even have that. We don't even know how many of our members have. That's perhaps what should be in the motion as a cost-saving benefit. An immediate survey of all the listeners at every station, asking them to send back working email addresses. And how likely would you be to vote online, something like that, you know?
I'm...
Okay, thanks.